Hello and welcome. This is Kurt Mortensen. We'll be spending some time together to help you master the secrets of charisma. Bottom line, it is the secret ingredient to success. You're wondering what's taking so long? Let's learn some of those skills. Why should we learn charisma? Have you ever noticed how some people can influence without effort? People instantly like them and want to be around them. Have you ever seen them enter a room and everyone notices? Have you seen people always get what they want and everyone around them wants to give it to them? How do they command attention with everyone they meet? This is the power of charisma, and charisma can be learned. Did you get that? It can, and we are going to learn charisma. Let's talk about this. I've spent the last 18 years of my life studying persuasion, motivation, influence, human nature, why we do what we do. I talk to people after they lie to you. I find out what's really working out there. And people always ask me at seminars. They come up to me and ask, here's the question, you want to know what it is? Out of all the tools of persuasion, out of all the tools of influence, which one is the most important to master? So I've been thinking about that, and that's why you're here. This is what we're talking about. If there's one skill you could learn that'll have the biggest return, it's charisma. You see, charisma is the 20% that gives you 80% of your results. This 80-20 rule, you've heard it before, is known as the Pareto Principle. Charisma is the skill that will give you the quickest return on your time and dramatically increase your success and income. If you want a great time management technique, why not learn the skill that will give you 80% of your results with only 20% of the effort? This vital skill will permeate every aspect of your life. Your relationships, your ability to influence, your ability to lead, and your income are all related to your ability to radiate charisma. Have you ever wondered why two people with the same education, the same contacts, the same IQ, the same experience get dramatically different results? One will have massive success and the other one is barely making ends meet. Some call this luck, but we all know that charisma guarantees luck. Imagine your success in life when you can automatically get others to want to do what you want them to do, beg to do it, like doing it, and tell all their friends that they should do it too. The skill of charisma has the ability to exponentially propel you into success. Let's go back to your math days. I hope there's no emotional scars there, but let's just humor me on this one. Most people are wondering why success has taken so long and why they have not learned even the basic skills to be successful or to achieve their dreams. They are using the wrong formula. Their formula would be 4 minus 4 in the math world. And we all know that means their results would always be 0. Then there are those that have made it to management or achieved mediocre success with a few skills. That would be 4 plus 4 in the math world. This is better than 0, but it still only gets you 8. Some people are considered leaders and have a few people that want to be around them and help them. Their math would look like 4 times 4, and of course that would equal 16. When someone is charismatic, they can connect, they can bond, and can lead everyone and anyone. Their math would be what? 4 to the 4th power. That would equal 256. With the same amount of effort, with the same amount of energy, with a little more knowledge and a few more skills, you can get the difference between getting a 0 and getting 256. Charisma allows you to be more efficient and effective. This means as you add the skills in these modules, you'll become a better manager, leader, employee, or even a better person. Think about it. If others aren't responding to you or your influence, it could be you. Sure, we like to say it's them, but when others are not influenced by you, empowered by you, or want to help you, it is you. Remember this. When a sports team's having a losing season, or they don't perform up to expectations, it is the coach that gets fired. Charisma is the ability to empower and influence others into believing in you, trusting in you, and wanting to be influenced by you. You empower them and inspire them. You help them see themselves in the future carrying out your vision. They are moved and energized by your passion and enthusiasm. They are magnetized and motivated by your charisma. They are lifted and inspired by your optimism and expectations. In essence, you're a source of empowerment, encouragement, and inspiration. Great leaders and persuaders have charisma. A study asked participants to rate the top characteristics. They had 59 choices of leaders and persuaders. You guessed it, The number one characteristic was charisma. We can all think of charismatic people. They have a certain presence and charm about them. They are captivating. They command our attention. We hang on to every word out of their mouths. Their energy prods us, motivates us, and inspires us. We feel better for having met them, seen them, and been influenced by them. The challenge is that most think of charismatic people as movie stars, CEOs, politicians, or even cult leaders. They might have a few tools of charisma and influence, but I want to reveal all the tools you can use in your toolbox of influence and leadership. Some say you either have charisma or you don't. Charisma empowers others to like you, even if they don't know much about you, and even when there hasn't been enough time to develop trust in you. Charisma gives you power, allegiance, and devotion with your audience, and it creates instant support. So are you born with charisma, or is it learned? Is it nature, or is it nurture? The answer to both questions is yes. Some attributes are inherent, some you have learned, and others can be acquired. It is a trait that can be taught and easily mastered. But think about this. If this skill is so important, if this skill is so valuable, if this skill is so critical to your success, why don't they teach us in school? Some may call charisma magic, some call it luck. But when you master all these skills, you will discover more success and you will wonder why it was so easy and what took so long. It is a skill that causes others to go for their goals, to try harder than ever before, and to achieve things they never thought were possible. It makes the finish line not only feel realistic, but it seems easier to achieve. Now back to the school. I don't know why they don't teach it in school. It is a critical life skill, and that's why I spent my whole life studying this information, because after spending money on a degree and a graduate degree, I was mad they didn't teach me some of the fundamental basic skills I needed to know to be successful in life and in business and to have a great income. We know there is a direct relationship between the manager or leader, whatever word you want to use there, and the employee that dictates the amount of productivity. People that worked for charismatic leaders revealed the following. They developed more self-assurance. They felt more meaningfulness at work. They worked longer hours. They felt increased motivation. And they found higher levels of trust and acceptance. Many wonder, what is the difference between management, leadership, and charisma? If you are the manager, people do things because they feel they have to, even if they pretend to want to. If you're a leader, people do things for you because they want to. If you are charismatic, then people will be devoted to you, want to do it for you, and recruit everyone else to help you. In short, you have true influence over them. Many leaders only have a few of the vital skills to be charismatic. Some leaders or managers are defined as charismatic, but their results are only short-term. We've seen countless examples of leaders who were thought of as charismatic, but they crashed and burned. Many people see a highly energized, passionate leader and automatically label them as charismatic. They need to have more than just a few of the obvious traits to be a true, long-term charismatic leader. We live in a world where people are less trusting, more cynical, and full of skepticism. Corporate loyalty is a thing of the past. Belief in government has eroded away. Everyone around us is confused, overwhelmed, and more difficult to influence and lead. Now more than ever, it is a vital and critical life skill. The challenge is some think they have it, but they don't. Just because you can get somebody to do something doesn't mean you are influential or charismatic. For example, you could define the ability to change someone's mind in the following way. Charismatics, they empower. Leaders influence. Managers supervise. A boss will drive. Employees tend to persuade each other. When we hear the word charisma, sometimes we're not sure what to think. So what exactly is charisma? It can be a mysterious attribute, nor is it personality or being a people person, although all these things may seem to be part of the package in one way or the other. You know when you've met or seen a charismatic person. They are easy to spot and always radiate in a crowd of people. Sometimes it is hard to quantify what makes someone charismatic, but you know when you have felt and were moved by the power of charisma. When someone possesses the elusive quality of charisma, we feel honored and privileged to be associated with that person. Charisma is not just charm, devotion, or liking or passion. It is a feeling of confidence that does not overwhelm your audience, but puts them at ease while maintaining credibility and rapport. You want to talk about definitions? Okay. The word charisma comes from the Greek goddess Charis. Charis' character was one of total beauty and charity. How do others define charisma? Charisma is the ability to influence others positively by connecting with them physically, emotionally, and intellectually. That's Dr. Tony Alessandra. Let's go to the dictionary. A rare personal quality attributed to leaders who arouse fervent popular devotion and enthusiasm. Jerry Spence, famous lawyer. Charisma is energy from the heart zone. If the speaker has no feeling, there's nothing to transfer. Charisma occurs when a speaker's feelings are transferred in the purest form to another. Charisma is not a diluted feeling. It is not disguised. It is a raw feeling. Charisma is the passing of our pure energy, our pure passion to the other. Jay Conger spent years studying charisma. What does he say? The word charisma goes back to the early Christian church. The word comes from Greek meaning gift. As used by the church, charisma means gifts from God that allowed receivers to carry out extraordinary feats such as healing or prophecy. Or to simplify it, want my definition? Here it is. My definition is the ability to easily build rapport, effectively influence others to your way of thinking, inspire them to achieve more, and in the process make an ally for life. Or in other words, to get others to want to do what you want them to do, and they're excited to do it. In fact, they are moved to get others on board to also help your cause. So here's the key. Every module is going to have a key. What I want you to do is sit down and list five charismatic people you know. And I want you to list their characteristics and their traits. What do they have that you need to learn? And I want you to kind of rate them as far as your top five things you want to learn. And we'll go through those and learn those. But I want you to be able to identify these traits and characteristics in other people. That's what I want you to do. So let me talk about the 33 modules on charisma. This is the first one. There'll be 32 more. The next one's actually on self-perception bias. It's a little bit different. About what we call the woebegone effect. About some things that are critical to help you understand how to become more successful. And this is how it's set up. You'll be receiving a module. And each one of these modules will come into four different sections. And let me talk about these four sections. As I studied charisma, each trait, each attribute, each characteristic fit in one of these four areas. Your presence, your core qualities, your ability to deliver and communicate, and your ability to empower others. Let me spend a little time with each one of these. You see, presence is critical. When you fake your presence, you falsify who you are. When you fake your passion or fake your confidence, no one's faked out but you. Everyone will always judge you by your appearance and demeanor. Are you trying to be something you are not? People can sense it, and existing friends can sense it. True congruent presence is power. Your presence is key to develop instant charisma. That is one of the sections. The next one is core qualities. This is just like sharpening the axe or sharpening the saw. We never see the instant short-term gain from working on our core qualities. Understand, if we don't take the time to develop and fine-tune our core qualities, we will always lose in the end. We know we should sharpen the axe or basically work on these core skills, but who has the time, energy, desire, or focus? When we master these core qualities, our axe is sharp and we develop charisma and leadership at a much faster rate. Next one is delivery and communication. Those that think they have mastered these communication skills have another thing coming. Understand, when you need to learn something, it's too late to learn. When you need to persuade someone, it's too late to learn. When you are about to give a presentation, it's too late to prepare. Critical life skills are learned before you need them. Those that wing it get paid accordingly. Last section we're going to focus on is empowering others. Everybody you meet, everybody you know can help you achieve great success and happiness. Empower others, treat others with great respect, and there will always be a time when they can repay you tenfold. Learn to keep others inspired, discover how to motivate, build a united vision, and you will always have people around you to help you. So here's the key. There'll be four sections. So each module is going to include the following. I'll have a quote for you, and then I want to talk about your blind spot. That's what we're going to talk about module two, your self-perception bias. Basically, some things you don't even know you're doing wrong and how people are judging you. Blind spots can be critical to really master these skills. Then I'll go into the research. What are the experts telling us about each one of these traits, characteristics, and skills? Then I'm going to give you some substance, some content, some meat about that topic. Then we'll talk about application. What do you need to do to apply it? I'm going to give you a great example from history. Then I'm going to give you the key. What do you need to do right now to make this skill part of you? That is the best way to learn this information. a little bit at a time. Here's the research. Here's the information. Here's the substance. Here's how you apply it. Here's a great example. Now, this is what you need to do right now. This skill will change your life. Stay tuned with me as we go through these modules, and it'll change your life, your income, and your success.